Vince Colony sitting alongside Mary Walter on this excellent Friday morning. Let's go to Grover Norquist, who joins us now. Grover, thanks so much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Absolutely. Good to be with you.
I want to ask you first about tax reform. We're on recess now. The Senate bailed a week earlier than it promised, and then the House bailed last week. And in the meantime, they're supposedly spending their time thinking up and also pitching tax reform. Democrats now suggesting that they might even be able to come to the table and work on some bipartisan solutions. Are you eagerly anticipating this next debate?
I do not expect any Democrat participation in tax reform. They had 8 years with Obama, and they never suggested anything other than tax increases. Hillary Clinton ran on a collection of tax increases, not a single rate reduction for any American. So they've laid out their plan, which is more taxes, and that therefore cannot be part of the Republican tax reform, the Republican tax cut. It'd be nice if a Democrat wanted to vote for a tax cut. We just haven't seen that happen in 20 or 30 years.
You know, I asked Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen yesterday whether or not he'd be for business taxes being slashed. That's something that President Trump has talked about, 15-25%, getting them somewhere around there. And his big beef was, look, there's all these loopholes, and if we could just simplify the tax code, he seemed to be open to the idea that, yeah, we could lower it, but we have to get rid of all these loopholes for businesses.
The Republican plan does reduce and eliminate a number of the deductions or credits while taking the rates down in a way that is a net tax reduction on all people. So if he's willing to vote for something that takes the business tax rate down to 15 or 20%, both for companies and for pass-throughs, which are called subchapter S companies like partnerships, half of American business income is actually paid through the personal income tax, not the corporate income tax. That's a small business, a guy who runs a pizza place and runs his business inside his personal income tax returns. We're going to take that down to 15 or 20, as well as General Motors. And that's something that's been very, very important. And Van Hollen and other Democrats have been leaders in the fight to keep increasing the taxes on those small businesses to where that is now higher, thanks to Van Hollen's vote, than it is for General Motors.
I wanted to talk about something that brings all of this together, that brings together small businesses and taxes and Republicans, and that is vaping. You have made a very interesting connection between those. Tell us why the GOP should embrace vaping. What does that have to do with taxes in the GOP?
It has to do with freedom. The modern Republican Party is a collection of groups and individuals who want one thing from the government, and that's to leave them alone. Taxpayers want lower taxes. Businesses don't want to be overregulated. People of faith want to have freedom of religion. Second Amendment gun owners want to be left alone with their Second Amendment. And there are now 10 million Americans who vape, use either electronic cigarettes or vape. It's water vapor, flavored water vapor. It's 99% better for you than smoking cigarettes, which puts smoke in your lungs. And those 10 million Americans are increasingly aware that the modern Democrat Party is committed to a Al Capone-style prohibition on vaping. They've set it on the Senate floor. The FDA under Obama actually passed a rule, which was only recently overturned thanks to Trump's appointment, but the Obama FDA and Hillary's FDA had set a date for prohibition on 98% of vaping products 1 year from today. So 10 million Americans recognize that the party of big government is not just interested in messing with General Motors, they're interested in messing with their effort to save their own lives and have healthier lives by banning, restricting, taxing vaping. But the leadership says the ultimate goal is complete prohibition.
Well,
and as a result,
No, I was just going to say the obvious reason for that is the taxes. The taxes that are brought in by taxes on cigarettes is just phenomenal. They can't go without that.
Yes, the Democrats want to tax cigarettes. They don't want you to stop smoking cigarettes. And it really does make them partners in that enterprise. I think people should have choices. I think particularly choices that help their own health. In Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, Republican senator there, everybody, starting with me, thought he was never coming back in the 2016 election. He was way behind in the polls. He's not your usual glad-handing politician. He was the leader of the fight to pass a law to protect vaping from prohibition. Every vape shop in the state knew it. They all handed out material. The vaping community, the number of vapers in that state is much higher than the swing in the vote that elected him. He won. One of the reasons, and he said this on election night, that the vaping community was a key part of his reelection. There was a Republican attorney general who was messing with the vaping, with vapers in Indiana. He ran for Congress as a Republican. He was defeated in the primary by a pro-vaping Republican who attacked him for his regulatory attacks on vaping. And there was a woman state legislator from New Mexico who was defeated because she moved to tax vaping. So people who vape, and they're now 10 million, and that's a number that's growing dramatically. 10 years ago, it was zero. It's like Uber drivers. They're new. They didn't exist before. But so it's a new coalition, a new voting bloc that is self-conscious that one political party intends to attack their lifestyle issue.
It's amazing to see the realignments in the parties. When all of a sudden the Republicans are all about, hey, open lifestyle choices, and the Democrats are like, no, you can't do that. It's crazy. Grover Norquist, thank you very much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall and telling us all about it.
Good to be with you.
Nice to talk to you, sir.